What's going on, guys? Just giving an update on the future of Putting In Work. The podcast isn't ending, but I am starting a bunch of other projects that mean I need to relax the release schedule. Frankly, it's been getting really hard to come up with guests for the past kind of few months, and even though I've had some really cool people on the show, just having to find a new person every week, week after week, for 135 weeks, or whatever it might have been at this point, it's really hard, honestly. And I feel like a lot of the people with big audiences that I've reached out to either already had them on the show, the people that I want to talk to, or they're not interested. So at this point, it's getting really hard to keep reaching for that kind of high caliber of guests. So as well as Comedy Rewind, Hoop Dreams, doing reviews for 8-Bit, I'm enjoying all that stuff, and it means that I don't feel like I need to do a Putting In Work every week, and I'm still going to do that when I find either friends who are doing really cool stuff or people with bigger audiences that I want to tell their story. So when I can get those interviews, there'll be a new episode of Putting In Work, but otherwise it's going to relax into a more of a as needs basis. So come around PAX, I'm sure there'll be a lot of cool stuff that I'm able to put out after that, and in between now and then, hopefully we can get a good bunch of interviews done as well. But it's just not going to be that pressure to do it every single week, and it's probably a good thing, because you might have heard I'm having a kid at the end of the year, and I've heard that can take up a lot of time as well. But for now, I guess I'm just going to say, if you want to keep supporting me and being an awesome audience, then Comedy Rewind has been a lot of fun, having a great time with that in the 8-Bit Collective, and just getting to rewatch some of these great 90s movies and see how they hold up. It's been really insightful, I find. The things people say on these episodes have been really interesting and entertaining just as a co-host, so check that show out. And if you're into basketball, Hoop Dreams is there too, having a great time doing that one with Brendan White and Matt Tilby. Lots of fun previewing at the moment the upcoming NBA season. And last but not least of all the projects is the sequel to The Spy and the Maven, my first novel. It's coming out later this year. The title is yet to be revealed, but that's very close to, well, I mean, I have finished the first draft and the second draft, having an editor look at it at the moment, so we're kind of in the later stages of that now. So if you're a fan of that first book, you'll be, I think, excited to read what I've got coming in this sequel. And the book really is a thank you to people that were so supportive and encouraging and responsive to the first story. So that's what is new with me. That's what I've been working on. Really exciting stage of my life that I'm in at the moment, with obviously the kid on the way, but also just these new projects, I think, energizing me and giving me something different to do. Because as much as I've loved this show, I've loved doing it, I've loved building an audience from scratch and telling the different stories over the years, it's great to do something different. And I've got this here for when I feel like scratching that journalism itch, and I don't think that will ever go away, because that's just part of who I am. But to all the listeners out there, thank you for being part of the journey of 127 consecutive weeks of podcasting and 135 episodes altogether. It's not the end, it's just changing a bit. So thank you for the support, and as always, keep putting in work.